USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The seven police officers involved with the death of a black man in Rochester, New York, have been suspended with pay. Rochester Mayor Lovely Warren announced the action on Thursday. 41-year-old Daniel Prude died in March after an encounter with Rochester police, the incident just becoming public this week after body camera footage surfaced.
What I saw in that video was a man who needed help, a man who needed compassion, a man who needed humanity. He lost his life because of the actions of our police officers.
Prude's death ruled a homicide. The cause was complications of asphyxia and the setting of physical restraint. The report also said Prude had a small amount of PCP in his system at the time of his death, which would explain his erratic behavior. The New York Attorney General's office is investigating. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Another celebrity has disclosed his bout with COVID-19. The details from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Wrestler turned actor Dwayne The Rock Johnson announcing on Instagram that he and his family tested positive for COVID-19, and he calls the ordeal one of the most challenging and difficult things his family's ever had to endure.
For our babies, Jazzy and Tia, they had a little sore throat the first couple of days, but other than that, they bounced back, and they it's been life as normal. Happy babies running around and playing, but we have isolated ourselves as a family. It's what we had to do. But Lauren and I, it was a little bit different for Lauren and I. We had a rough go.
He says he thinks the family contracted the virus from a family friend. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
On Thursday, all the major indexes on Wall Street, the Dow Jones, the NASDAQ, and the S&P 500 were all down. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The U.S. Attorney General once again making the case against vote by mail. USA's Tim Berg with details.
Attorney General Bill Barr says massive mail-in voting is playing with fire. Barr explaining on CNN the difference between excessive mail-in voting and absentee ballots.
You know, sort of cheap talk to get around the fundamental problem, which is the bipartisan commission chaired by Jimmy Carter and James Baker said back in 2009 that mail-in voting is fraught with the risk of fraud and coercion.
But since then,
and until this
haven't proved it.
Let me talk.
Yeah, please.
And since that time, there have been in the newspapers, in networks, academic studies saying it is open to fraud and coercion. The only time the narrative changed is after this administration came in. But elections that have been held with mail have found substantial fraud and coercion.
A new report says the vast majority of the racial justice protests that followed the killing of George Floyd in May remain peaceful and non-destructive. The report comes from the nonprofit Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project, which also says the violence and property damage that has dominated political discourse constituted only a minute portion of the thousands of demonstrations. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.